Okay.
Matt gets to choose.
Yeah. If I had real estate to sell.
I'm telling you.
I know who I'd
call.
Dude
is good.
Yeah. Who are you going to call?
Matt Mulder.
There you go.
There you go. It is a trifecta. Roger, Jim, on a Wednesday. It's nice outside.
Humid.
If you're Jay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. I will tell you this, and whoever our weather person is.
I'm hoping for Danielle.
The mercury on our thermometer hit 90 a couple of times while I was sitting in here.
So, really?
Mm-hmm. And you didn't ask her the blue moon question, but I saw it on the internet.
A listener sent me an answer to that on Facebook.
So was it the first of the month was the full moon?
Well, there's a number of ways of determining. I don't have it in front of me, but there's a number of ways of determining a blue moon.
Okay.
One definition is the second full moon in the month.
That's what I thought it was.
But it is also the fourth full moon in a quarter.
Oh.
And there's some other information associated with that.
Okay.
Jack, one of our listeners, sent that to me yesterday, but I had enough going in here. I didn't have Facebook. up, and I didn't see it till last night.
Okay.
But it came from the Drummond Island has an electronic newspaper, and why won't that come up?
I don't know.
Why do computers always do this to you when you want them to work right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I will let people know while you're getting them. You can get a hold of us at 382-4280 or 1-877-382-4280. Or you can get us via the SNECT line, if you will, at 80373. And we love those as well. Did you find it yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today's blue moon has many names. The month's full moon, which rises on Tuesday, August 20th, is not just a blue moon. It's also a full sturgeon moon, the full red moon, and the green corn moon, as well as the grain moon. Fishing tribes are giving credit for the naming of the moon, since sturgeon, a large fish in the Great Lakes and other bodies of water, were most readily caught during this month. A few tribes knew it as the full red moon because as the moon rises, it appears reddish through the haze of summertime, and it's called the green corn moon or the grain moon. Tomorrow's full moon also qualifies as a blue moon because it's the third full moon in a season with four seasons. Most seasons have only three. I don't understand.
Maybe
that.
It was the fourth one.
Yeah. So okay. Don't expect to be blue in color, but do get out and enjoy it.
It was fun.
Jack Drummond sent that to us, a listener.
It was fun.
Thanks, Jack.
It was fun. Yeah, thanks, Jack. We appreciate it. We do indeed.
And now I'm going to have Facebook up in case there's
anything
other important communication from listeners.
That you need. Indeed. Ready to start the show?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's start the show.
Thank you.
I like that version.
Yeah, nice.
Very Mormon Tabernacle Choir, by the way.
I understand that sentence that mystified me before
and
now.
What might it be now?
It says, most seasons, fall, winter, spring, have only three full moons.
Okay.
This summer is going to have four full moons.
Oh.
Because the September full moon will come on the 20th.
And the that's day the fall day before. The 21st,
yes.
Right?
And so when that happens, the third moon is called a blue moon.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Yes.
All right.
Even I understand it
there
now.
There you go. All right. 590 WKZO, it is the trifecta, brought to you in part by Bronson Children's Hospital. Walk and 5K run coming up September 29th. Register at bronsonhealth.com/walkrun. Coming up, we'll have a look at AccuWeather. Got to tell them that it did hit 90 here a couple of times. Actually, it did just now and then went back. So, I want to thank the listener that texted in and gave us that. We're going to use their topic a little later. This is really cool. So,
you
Roger
know, listeners
and
I are frequently smarter than you and I.
Frequently? Yeah, you got that right. Roger and I have come up with an interesting idea. We got to run it by the boss, but this could be fun. We could have some
twist.
Fun with this. We got a twist, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you knew, but on November 6, 1984, Michigan residents voted in favor of Proposal B. Do you remember Proposal B?
Yes.
Created the National Resources Trust
Yes,
Fund.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Now, the amendment required oil, gas, and other mineral lease and royalty payments be placed into that fund with proceeds used to both acquire and develop public recreation lands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the last several years, the emphasis has been on acquisition and not development. And so while we're waiting for the weather, I thought we'd sneak this topic in really quickly. There are a couple of people. State Representatives John Covella of Marquette and Andrea LaFontaine from Columbus Township, a Democrat and a Republican, respectively, have said that they want to talk to see if they can convince some people in the state of Michigan. And they already have two rather important people, Governor Snyder and DNR Director Keith, I think it's Cree. Cray, I think it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, changing the formula on how they use that money. In other words, that about 75% of it right now is being used for acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking maybe we're going to shift it over a little bit towards development.
Well,
and I think that as long as it's not a wholesale move to 100%, I like that idea.
I've got some thoughts on that.
Oh, okay.
And I happen to chair the Parks Board in Oshtemo Township.
So you're
and
aim
we're
from a
redoing two township parks based
yes,
on
are.
That program.
Yeah.
And
oh.
So let's talk about that in a minute.
Let's do that. By the way, just to let you know, the Tigers, game two of their series with the Twins tonight, 6:40. They'll try to get back in the win column. They also set Phil Koch down to Toledo. We'll talk about that a little later, too. Interesting situation. So Roger's getting his wish. Once again, joining us. Apparently, we didn't scare her off.
Yeah.
Once again, from AccuWeather, Danielle Middle. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
We're warm here. And in fact, I was telling Roger while I was sitting here doing the work that I need to do to get ready for this train wreck, it hit 90 on our thermometer, and it just did again, and now it's back to 89.
Is it really?
Yeah, so we've hit our thermometer here at the station has hit 90, 4 times since I've been here.
Wow.
Now, I know it's not like that at the airport.
No, 84 at the airport.
Okay, well, we're still within the shot range.
Yep.
It's 5. So as we so nicely put it with Bob, well, that's still within the shot group. So
I like that.
We'll get you up, you know, with the Bobisms that we use. Did he tell anybody about our Geek Friday?
He did not, no.
Geek Friday is where we do a comparison between this month at this time this year and then the month last year and then the year to date from last year and then this year. Feel free to ignore that.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Okay.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, we'll give you a pass on that.
Yeah,
for
that's
week. We're still being nice to you because you're new.
I like that.
And you're the only person that's come back twice.
Yeah. And that could change today. You never know. But I can't. Have you had any thought into a word for today?
You know, I gave it a little bit of thought.
Okay.
And, you know, not a whole lot going on weather-wise other than, you know, the heat. So we're going to use the word humdrum today.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Humdrum is good.
Yeah.
You know, I just prefer it not be this hot and humid, but, you know, our boss is dancing in the hallways here and, you know, singing and saying, yeah, tropical, you know, that kind of weather.
Oh, Humdrum right, yes. And the Dog Days of August
Days
go
of August,
together.
Yes, they do. Now, why do I get the feeling that we're going to get a change here?
There is going to be a change, and I think it's going to be a change for the better, at least for most people anyway. I think they're going to think it's for the better. We do have a cold front coming into the area, and it's going to be producing a couple of showers and storms around. I'd say not until after midnight tonight. We're going to be starting to look out, I'd say, after midnight to see a little bit of wet weather. And through the day tomorrow, again, not really a whole lot, though, in terms of precipitation. But behind that front, the humidity levels drop, and things are looking pretty nice for Friday and really right on through the weekend.
Cool.
Are we going to get rocking and rolling in these storms or just summer thunderstorms?
I think they're just going to be the more summer typical thunderstorm activity. I think all the potentially stronger storms are going to stay well off to the north and towards the west. Actually, a severe thunderstorm watch box that came out for northern Wisconsin. But I think, you know, that threat really doesn't transition or over into the overnight hours, you know, once we lose that sunlight and the heating of the day.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool, or, yes.
Yeah, it will be cool.
And less give humid. Us a peek at the weekend.
Yeah, weekend right now, I definitely say this is a winner here with some sunshine, you know, perhaps some scattered clouds around. We'll hold on to the low humidity, and it looks like temperature-wise will be in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees.
Can I ask you to look into your crystal ball a little?
I could do that.
Okay, Labor Day is about 2 weeks away. Are there any trends as to what kind of weather we might possibly have for Labor Day weekend?
Oh, let's take a look at the crystal ball here. And the longer-range models heading out towards Labor Day kind of looks to be kind of a similar summer-like pattern, not really seeing anything too abnormal. Looks like perhaps trying to warm back up a little bit and still kind of keeping the typical showers and thunderstorms chances. So, you know, right now I don't think anything too, you know, unremarkable to speak of for the holiday.
And I have to ask another geek question here. Sort of.
This is how we lose meteorologists.
I know. I don't always initiate
this
the geekdom.
This is why people won't come back.
I don't, and why they won't fill in when Bob leaves. It's like, yeah. They're probably pulling teeth. Please, just humor them, you know? They're just... At about what time of the year is it? Just before the what do they call it? The autumnal equinox or whatever it is. Do they start anticipating? I'm not even going to say it. It's the S word.
Oh no.
When they start coming up with when the first you know what flies through the air, is that usually around the 21st of September? Or?
Yeah, you know, usually that word starts to get thrown around, sort of around there, and primarily more or less for out west or so in the Rockies, and not so much here in the east. But it starts to creep up a little bit.
All right, well, let it creep on its own then, because we really don't want to talk.
No.
About
we'll
that.
Not talk about that.
Yes, that shall be the precipitation that shall not be named.
That's right. I agree with that.
So, thanks, Danielle.
Thanks,
we
Danielle.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye bye, Danielle Middle. I like her.
Yeah, she's
I like
cool.
her. We may have to. Talk to Bob.
Yeah.
Maybe they do a share or something. No, I like Bob.
Nah, we keep Bob. He's good.
All right, so you are the chairman of the Parks Board in Oshtemo Township.
And,
do you have some thoughts about this, maybe shifting the formula a little towards development?
Well, funding for the redoing of the township park behind the township hall that was
nice
undertaken
park, by the way.
Last year. And we are soon, this fall, going to break ground on redoing Flesher Field along 9th Street south of Oshtemo Corners.
After they got tossing the things this weekend and putting holes on the ground? And
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll have all. At any rate, splitting the money between acquisition and redoing parks, I don't know that that should be set in stone. Conservatives don't like public lands. Matter of fact, one of the Casperson, the wolf-killing guy, senator from the UP, he wants to preclude any more government land purchases in the UP. He wants to see it for private development. And this money is not used to buy huge chunks of property. It's used to buy little important pieces of property. And once you start codifying X amount of dollars are going to get spent for this, X amount are going to get spent for that, you begin to lose efficiency because you're not putting your money where you get the biggest bang for the buck.
Well, I'm not so sure that's what they want to do. I don't think I don't think they want a set in stone formula. What I think they're looking at possibly, Raj, is shifting away from, right now it's like 75% acquisition, 25% development. That's just the way it falls down.
Uh-huh.
But that maybe they should start looking, because that's where they've been focused a lot. Maybe these start looking a little bit about possibly using a little more towards development. But I'm guessing they don't want a set in stone formula for the reasons you said, because it's really tough once you set something in stone to say, okay, but what happens when we have to do this? Or what happens? So if it's a floating formula, so say maybe 1 year, there's not a lot of acquisition that's going to go on, but they can use that money for, like you said, your development of your parks and maybe some other parks around here. And so maybe the next year, the money needs to be used more for acquisition. They're allowed that floating ability to do that.
Yeah. My sense in reading the article, I didn't see where that there was going to be flexibility.
Oh, okay.
I read it that they just want to change the ratios to another locked in ratio.
Yeah, see, I don't agree with that.
And I think we need to take advantage of the best opportunities for tax dollar use each year,
whether it be development or acquisition.
And let's see good quality development projects that get funded. And let's look for those pristine pieces of property that are worth saving for future generations.
I'm with you, brother.
Especially if it is contiguous with other publicly owned land.
Yes.
One piece that that was purchased in the UP in the last year or two actually gave Lake Superior access to a big piece of property that was already owned by the state.
Hmm.
Well, that little piece of property that connected the land to Lake Superior, that's an important piece.
Yeah, it is.
And I think we need to not have these in stone rules, but have good management and look where the money's going to get the biggest bang.
There you go. See, you should be on the DNR.
No.
Natural Resources Board.
I'm too opinionated for that.
Well, you know, that and a few other things, but that's all right. We love you anyway. Hey, listen, are you tired of when you go to the primary saying, okay, I'm a Democrat or a Republican? Are you tired of that? Because we do that in Michigan, you know. Are you tired of that?
I'm a Republican.
Are you tired of that? Are you? Are you tired of having fun?
No.
Well,
like
somebody else agrees with you, too, and says,
I like voting on the Republican ticket.
And we're going to talk to Dr. Sports. Just all sorts of fun coming up. Ooh. It's the trifecta. Hey, there was nothing on that bird that was telling you where it was supposed to be flying, okay?
Yeah, but
so
I was
be nice.
I was flipping off Tim.
Yeah, but see, you flipped her off before, so why shouldn't?
Well, I will now.
But like,
there you go.
Well, Tim getting in on the action.
I'm telling you, that's cool. It's the trifecta. Actually, is
the
now
the quadfecta.
The quad, the
yeah.
quad squad. The quad squad.
For a
yeah.
minute.
Yeah, there we go.
Quadrophenia.
There you go. On 590 WKZO, we've invited in Dr. Sports there, Raj.
Why?
Well, because Carolyn's going to be doing something special tonight at her sister station. I want her to plug it.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to have fun.
What you doing tonight?
Well, we're opening our high school football coverage tonight with the high school coaches kickoff show. We're going to be live from Wings Etc. from 6 until 8 p.m. down there on site enjoying some 49-cent wings.
Southwestnage one.
Southwestnage in Portage. And we'll be enjoying some wings, some drink specials down there. Well, I will be after we're off the air, but the most important part is we're talking to the high school football coaches,
yes,
getting a preview of the season, and we got a great lineup set for you. So come on down to Wings Etc. for dinner, grab some 49-cent wings, and get your high school football preview.
How many coaches are joining you this evening?
There will be six.
All right.
Later.
There
so,
you go. Pretty
yes.
cool, huh?
And our first broadcast, and
week
I'm
from tomorrow.
I'm really excited
this
to broadcast with Jim McKinney because Obviously, I'm the play-by-play talent of our high school football and basketball season. He is the historian.
I remember
back
in the day.
What a delightful weekend you have. You spend Friday night with Jim, and then you get to come in and work with me on Saturday morning.
I know.
Are you a lucky woman or what?
I believe what covers it. Yeah.
What is the part that covers it? But we'll be down at Wings, etc. on Wessage Avenue in Portage starting at 6 o'clock. Come down and join us. Come and see me and get your high school football fix and a relatively cheap dinner.
Should we take advantage of the fact Dr. Sports is here for a second?
Sure.
Okay.
Always.
Can I ask her a question about high school football before we move on?
Please do.
Oh, no.
Who's our first game we're carrying live a week from Friday night?
We've got a crosstown rivalry in Loy Norix and Kalamazoo Central, and the Maroon Giants coming off of a struggling season, and they do not want to lose to Loy Norix. And in fact, I talked to head coach Dana Chambers last week in preparation for tonight's show, and he is not guaranteeing, because head coaches don't do that, but he's pretty much guaranteeing that they're not going to lose three years in a row to their crosstown rivals, Loy Norix. So we will be kicking off our actual game broadcast.
What a good game.
With a dandy.
Yeah.
Roger Taylor's alma mater against Kalamazoo Central. My father's alma mater.
And
as well.
My dad's alma mater was Kalamazoo Central. My daughter went to Norix. My mom went to Kalamazoo Central, too.
So
there's this rich maroon giant knight, you know.
I got one more question, then I'll shut up.
Sure.
When does Western start playing?
Western opens their season on Friday, August 30th in East Lansing. The new era of Bronco football kicks off against the Michigan State Spartans at Spartan Stadium. And, of course, Robin Hook will have that broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be on the horn as well during the halftime break. I'll be pushing the buttons back here in the network studios, so I'll be busy.
Got the A-team working there.
Yeah, I'll be busy that weekend, but it's going
to
be fun.
That's a tough game for me because my daughter goes to Michigan State, and I'm a Bronco. I graduated from Western.
I don't know what it's like to have a kid and pay for their college, but my dad's lucky enough, I went to his alma mater, so he's, you know, but I gave him the $50,000 sweatshirt for Christmas one year.
Your dad went to Western?
Yeah, didn't you run into him on campus?
No.
Oh.
Wow.
What was his major?
History.
Oh, that's why.
Oh, there you go.
I wasn't history.
What was your major, by the way?
Political science.
Oh, there's the big surprise.
Undergrad.
Undergrad, really?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Did you get a master's, too?
No.
Oh, okay.
Best piece of advice I got from my favorite professor.
Not get it. What?
Don't get a master's degree.
That was told that when I was in education, too. As a teacher, do not get a master's degree until you have tenure. Then go after your master's
degree. Yeah, because you'd never get hired with a master's degree.
They'll get rid of you. But I must say, I'm very grateful for my college experience, that it was here in Kalamazoo at Western Michigan, and I cannot wait to cheer on the Broncos this year.
Yeah,
I know I'm not the only one.
I'm a Bronco, and yes, note to Kathy Beauregard, I can still sing the fight song, thank you. That's one of those things you do not forget.
We got to make that a yearly thing. She's got to come in here and sing that with you, because I missed it. I was not here when that happened.
Yeah, well.
That was before my time.
I think I'm going to be dumb enough to admit on the air I can't sing something again. You're crazy. That ain't happening.
We'll bring her back.
Okay. Yeah, well, maybe we'll have to bring her back next week or something. We'll get everybody, like Ms. Dr. Dunn and Kathy and everybody, and we'll get her in here. We'll sing
Fleck
it.
And Coach Fleck and start rowing the boat.
Coach's show tonight.
Yeah, Wings, etc. Wessage Avenue in Portage.
What time?
6 to 8
on 1660 The Fan. We're coming back.
Trifecta continues after CBS News and Kalamazoo's news from the WKZO.com newsroom on 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.